CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka Ambi. First, the main points: the importance and contribution of craftsmen to employment and the growth of the economy are being spotlighted at the 8th edition of the International Handicrafts Exhibition of Cameroon, SIAC, declared open today by the Prime Minister of Government at the behest of the President of the Republic. The irregularities that civil servants encounter while processing their documents at the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform have been addressed at the Foreign Government Action SAGO that is underway in Yaoundé through the software put in place for that purpose. And in sports, participants at the 5th edition of the Secretary of State in Charge of the National Gendarmerie said Cup have been taught to exercise camaraderie and fair play during the sporting activity. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon officially kicked off this morning at the National Museum. Prime Minister Head of Government Joseph John Gote, who opened the event at the behest of the President of the Republic, underscored the preponderant role the handicraft sector plays to the employment growth of the national economy. Craftspersons from Cameroon and some 30 other countries across Africa, Europe and Asia will display their creative genius in the 510 stands set up in the exhibition ground. Three French military officials who have come to the end of their mission in the country have received distinctions following the May 2024 presidential decree. Colonel Broudin Christian and Lieutenant Colonel Dehayes Stéphane and La Roquette Alban were outstandingly raised to the rank of Knight of the Cameroon Order of Merit. The Minister Delegate at the Presidency in Charge of Defense, Joseph Bitya Somo, who presided over the Medal Award ceremony, acknowledged the efforts of the three soldiers in reinforcing military cooperation between Yaoundé and Paris. Stakeholders of various socio-economic sectors are in Yaoundé to brainstorm on implementation strategies that will contribute to the development of Cameroon's economy and improve on the standard of living of the population. This is within the framework of a two-day meeting to prepare activities for the 2025 state budget under the auspices of the Ministry of Finance. Opening the seminar in Yaoundé today, Finance Minister Louis Paul Mutaze, in the presence of members of parliament, exhorted participants to give thought to global and local constraints to enable them to come up with a budget that touches all the socio-economic sectors. Elections to renew the plenary assembly for the term 2024-2028 at the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts of Cameroon is taking place in Douala Littoral Region. The elections mark a pivotal moment in the governance and future trajectory of the influential institution. Incumbent President Christophe Eken cast his vote in the morning, while others are voting at other polling stations set for the exercise. Results of the elections are expected within 15 days. Far North Regional Governor has disclosed that more than 330 jobs have been created following the three-year special triennial youth program put in place by the head of state, Paul Biya. Governor Mijiawa Bakari made the revelation on behalf of Youth and Civic Education Minister while handing over startup kits worth millions of CFA francs in Pohi subdivision, Far North Region, with a call for judicious use. And the path for Vice President of the USA, that's on our foreign page, Kamala Harris, to secure the Democratic presidential nomination is clearing. That may end up being the easy part. The most formidable challenge defeating Republican nominee Donald Trump in November is still to come. Her elevation to the top of ticket would bring new strengths for the Democrats, but it also exposes weaknesses that were less of a concern with Mr. Biden. And in sports, the 5th edition of the Secretary of State in Charge of the National Gendarmerie competition said, kicked off in Yaoundé today with six sports disciplines involved in the competition. The Inspector General No. 1 of the National Gendarmerie, Colonel Jatou Hilaire, on behalf of the Secretary of State, Galaxy Toga, told the sportsmen and women from the five gendarmerie regions to be disciplined and show proof of fair play. The roving ambassador, His Excellency Roger Miller, was amongst the personalities present at the Presidential Guard Complex. Some final matches of the Handball Cup of Cameroon will be played next Saturday in Yaoundé. In the women's category, defending cup winners Tekase will clash with Divas of Bafoussam, while FAP of Yaoundé will confront city rivals Fans Handball Club. In men, Renaissance of Douala will take on Fans of Yaoundé, and Friendship Handball Club of Yaoundé will take on last year's cup winners Fans in a Center Regional Derby. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph John Gute, says the handicraft sector in Cameroon is a source of huge economic growth for the country. He was speaking in Yaoundé today during the official opening of the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon, DOPSIAC. While representing the President of the Republic, the Prime Minister said government's policy in the crafts sector is to stimulate the production, processing and certification of products in order to enhance their competitiveness. Star Building correspondent Christian Chartam with details.
When the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, made the opening speech of the 8th edition of the Cameroon International Handicraft Exhibition, there were 510 stands open in the premises of the National Museum, with exhibitors from the 10 regions of Cameroon and from some 30 countries across Europe, Africa and Asia. Joseph John Gute, who was representing President Paul Biya at the opening ceremony, saluted the foreign craft workers and officials present for honoring the invitation of Cameroon. He hailed the efforts of the Coordination Committee for the Development and Promotion of the Handicraft Sector in Africa, CODEPA, for efforts made to valorize the sector. Joseph John Gute said the International Handicraft Exhibition is of huge importance to Cameroon. He told the members of government, foreign delegations, members of the diplomatic corps, and the close to 1,000 exhibitors who attended the opening ceremony that the handicraft sector, which counted about 2 million production units in 2023 in Cameroon, is a key contributor to job creation and economic growth. He said the government's policy in the sector is to stimulate the production, processing and certification of craft products to enhance their competitiveness. The opening ceremony also featured speeches from the representative of CODEPA and from a representative of the government of Tunisia, guest of honor of SIAC 2024. The ceremony ended with the Prime Minister visiting the close to 1,000 stands to discover the creative genius of the about 1,000 exhibitors present. Christian Chiadam, CRTV, SIAC 2024.
Here now is the Prime Minister, Head of Government, presenting the different efforts made by government over the years to provide better working conditions for craftspersons in the country.
Efforts are being made to support the organization and structuring of the craft industry, as well as to build the capacity of those involved. Emphasis is also being laid on strengthening the legislative, regulatory, and institutional frameworks governing activities in this sector. In the same vein, the government has built, equipped, and made available to craftsmen 12 craft villages, including an international craft center in Yaoundé, 9 regional craft villages in each regional capital, and 2 special craft villages in Fumban and Balmayo. These craft villages serve as hubs where professionals exhibit, produce, market their products, and share their knowledge. Additionally, efforts are underway to leverage digital technology to help our craftspeople adapt to new opportunities and changes brought about by the information and communication society.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, talking to the CRTV. Local craftsmen in Cameroon say the sector is going through a number of challenges, among them the increase in importation of products, a drop in the number of tourists visiting the country, and insecurity in some parts of the country. These challenges, they say, have affected the handicraft sector, making it difficult for craftsmen to live from their art. Colette Janney spoke to some of the craftsmen participating at the 8th edition of SIAC and compared the following report.
Our tea is very unique. If you know it, you come for it.
Participants at the ongoing National Handicrafts Fair in Yaoundé are showcasing Cameroon's rich heritage of arts and craftsmanship from the food, craft and cloth industry. The craftsmen say they are faced with challenges with competition in the market, importation and security.
The war within this time, the tourism sector is down. The foreign market is down because people don't want to invest in an area where there is this kind of crisis. Our production too is very low because we cannot get our materials from the suburbs. The
problem is finance. We can have machines that will assist us for the transformation from the product to marketable product.
To address these difficulties, the artisans have grouped themselves into cooperatives, as it is the case of the Bamenda Handicraft Cooperative Society, represented by Sir Solomon.
We have 550 members. So many customers, they would like to buy from a corporation than buy from an individual. We come together to share our ideas, to build our capacity to face the competition.
The artisans have expressed the wish for the government to provide sustainable solutions to empower and create a brighter future for traditional art forms in Cameroon.
The presence of seven African countries is already being felt at the SIAC 2024 exhibition ground, with displays ranging from textile sculptures, cosmetics and medicinal products. Karen Kubong visited some stands and now reports.
Adjacent to the main entrance of the National Museum, the traditional red and white colors of Tunisia usher visitors to the Isle of Foreign Exhibitors, where the distinct presence of Burkina Faso, Senegal, and Cote d'Ivoire is also very evident. They, together with exhibitors from Benin, Senegal, Niger, and Madagascar, are showcasing a wide range of handicrafts products ranging from artifacts, textile, cosmetics, and several other products. An artisan from Tunisia, Mohamed Guimar, says special sun hats have been designed with the colors of the Cameroon flag as a sign of appreciation for having his country as SIAC 2024 guest of honor.
We are proposing djebba for women, for men. These are handmade and they are our traditional Tunisian clothes. Actually, I tried to adapt some special hats with the Cameroon flag.
Other delegations from Burkina Faso are displaying a variety of items in up to 8 stands, such as artisanally produced cosmetic products, traditional Burkinabe textiles and designs, as well as sculptures and artifacts. Just like those from Benin, the Niger stand treats visitors to lectures on the benefits of alternative medicine. They have all invited the Cameroonian population and other nationals sojourning in the country to make a stop at their stands to discover the uniqueness of their products.
Karen Kubong reporting. In the following analysis, staff man Gu Henry says online tools have also enabled producers to engage in the global markets for handicrafts in Cameroon.
Digital technologies have changed and shifted the access and mode of participation in the global market space through the establishing of e-commerce mode between producers who are craft men and women and consumers. Information and communication technologies, ICTs, facilitate access to the global market space and enable the participation of customers in the content creation and the promotion of their activities. ICTs contribute to the development of the handicraft producers, individual artisans, or small and medium-sized enterprises in Cameroon. Opportunities provided by the online markets lead to the transformation of the handicraft businesses. Online tools also enable the producers to approach and engage in the global markets for handicrafts. These online markets for handicraft producers have greatly improved their competitiveness, but craft men and women in the rural areas face challenges which include lack of access to the online tools, reason why they are exploited. Actors in the craft industry from urban centers who purchase their produce cheaper avail themselves of the ICTs and make brisk business.
Ngo Harry. Voters have been streaming at various polling stations in Douala for the election of a new executive at the helm of the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Craft. The incumbent president, Christophe Ekeng, is gunning for another term of office. Voting is also going on in different polling stations across the national territory. Rosalind Forsa tells us more from Douala.
The calmness and serene atmosphere at the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts speak volumes of the importance of the day. Forces of law and order are present on the site, as well as officials of Elections Cameroon and the Chamber's Electoral Commission to ensure a smooth election. By 9 a.m., members concerned with the vote in the different sections like trade, industry and service provision had come to cast their votes. Among them is incumbent president Christophe Ekeng.
We just make our duty to make the vote. And I will say that every businessman must do that to make the vote, to be sure that the Chamber of Commerce Industry Mana Crowd will be the partner in the future.
Other voters are expected to cast their vote in all voting units set up in different subdivisions across the region. The elections at the CCMA are taking place all over the country with 176 voting stations. In Douala, 41 voting polls are concerned and voting will run till 6 p.m. Roslyn Forsa, CRTV News, Douala.
SAGO 2024, our special slot on the news.
Officials from the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform say the new software charged with the integrated management of state human resources and the payroll will play a key role in checking the irregularities that mar the smooth functioning of public administration in Cameroon. They were speaking in the press briefing this Tuesday at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, marking day two of the federal government action dubbed SAGO. Rico Ben Maniga tells the story in details.
There is an explanation as to what EGLU, the new software charged with the integrated management of the state human resources and the payroll, will bring into Cameroon's public administration in terms of processing career documents such as advancement decisions. It is delivered by Mr. Christian Lopez Atuba, the head of the division in charge of the National Coordination of CGPES, the defunct software. Three different exposés in 45 minutes helped three select officials to explain to the public the added value of the new software. According to the head of the Division for Regulations, Forecast and Staff Management, Eve Brice Dikume-Batindi, EGLU responds to the 2030 National Development Strategy, which encompasses quality public service delivery, which in essence blocks any attempts at corruption, delays in the treatment of files of civil servants, and also reduces personal contact between civil servants seeking service and those who must render this service for free.
SAGO 2024, that was a special slot on the news.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Military cooperation ties between Cameroon and France have been saluted as excellent in a ceremony to decorate three French military officials following a presidential decree of May 15, 2024. While presiding over the medal award ceremony, the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Béthier Assomo, appreciated Colonel Broudon Christian and Lieutenant Colonel De Haïs, Stéphane and La Roquette Albon, all raised to Knights of the Cameroon Order of Merit for services rendered to strengthen military cooperation. Here is an excerpt of Minister Joseph Béthier Assomo's speech selected for us by Albert Djembonde.
Our bilateral cooperation in the field of security and defense is very ancient and solid. This ceremony is also a moment of friendship and an opportunity to celebrate the quality and strength of relations between Cameroon and France. The three officers being honored have made a significant contribution through their commitment and dedication, each in their own fields, to foster these relations. I would like to avail myself of the opportunity offered by this ceremony to hail the participation of a Cameroonian detachment in the recent parade on 14 July 2024, a historic day on which the French nation is united around its armed forces to celebrate the great victories of the past.
The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Beti Asomo. The three-year special channel youth plan put in place by President Paul Biya is yielding fruits in the Far North region, with more than 330 jobs already created and over 1,600 projects that have gone operational. This information was given today by the governor of the Far North region, Mijeoa Bakari, on behalf of the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education in Pohi subdivision of the North region. During the occasion, some youth also received startup kits worth millions of CFA francs from the head of state. Sylvester Timking completes that story.
Since the launch of the Special Youth Program in the Far North region in 2017, over 1,619 projects have been realized to the tune of 3.5 billion francs CFA, creating over 3,000 direct jobs. These other donations, including tricycles, farm inputs, ICT tools, solar panels and other startup kits through the program in Pohi subdivision of Mayokani, is eloquent proof of government's consent to salvage the perennial problem of youth unemployment in the Far North region, as the mayor of Turum and the beneficiaries sees in the choice of their municipality for the event and donation another mark of inclusive development by President Paul Biya. Hajara Amadu, beneficiary.
I receive a tricycle and this will help me to transport my products from the farm to the market.
Far North Governor Mijeoa Bakari, representative of the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, equally used the donation ceremony to enjoin the young people to make judicious use of the material.
We have young people who can work to produce a lot. That's why this ministry put at disposal of the youth all this equipment and material.
The ceremony ended with a visit to a 10-hectare rice field equipped with solar boreholes for the youth through the program for their socio-economic insertion. Tulum, Sylvester Atemking, CRTV.
Newly appointed officials of the University of Chang have been installed into their functions with a call for them to respect the rules that govern the smooth functioning of the institution. Director of the University of Chang, Professor Roger Tafang Namfoso, was speaking during the installation ceremony of the five officials appointed by presidential decree on the 10th of July 2024. Siobhan Boguma reports.
They have now taken their seats with other top officials following the confidence bestowed on them by the head of state to assist in the management of the University of Chang. In his installation address to the newcomers, the rector of the University of Chang, Professor Roger Tafak Nanfozo, rejoiced at the quality of collaborators sent to assist him in his vision to ensure the academic output of the institution. He urged the newly installed officials to adhere to the philosophy of the university, which makes them stand out, notably that of collective dynamism and the respect of procedures and hierarchy for optimum results.
The new personnel in our top management are highly qualified to render our objective attainable. Their presence will improve the results of our university from next year.
The installation ceremony was attended by a host of university dons, administrative and traditional dignitaries, including Honorable Njingo Musa, CPDM Member of Parliament for Ngok Ketunja, and Kestor of the National Assembly. Shivang Borma, CRTV News, Chang.
On to sports, the fifth edition of the SED Cup has kicked off in Yaoundé today, with six sports disciplines involved in the activity organized by the Secretary of State in charge of the National Gendarmerie. While declaring the games open, the Inspector General No. 1 at the National Gendarmerie, Colonel Njantu Hilaire, on behalf of the SED Galaxy Toga, called on the participants from the five Gendarmerie regions to be disciplined during the event that will run till the 31st of October 2024. Harrison Asho reports.
The Department of Personnel of the National Gendarmerie made light work of their colleagues of the Central Coordination Department in the opening match of the fifth edition of the said cup. The match, which ended 5-1, was watched with delight by a huge crowd of gendarmerie officers as well as football diehards who were present at the Presidential Guard Sports Complex in the Obili neighborhood in Yaoundé. Lopte and Jantu, players of the personnel, say they are determined to be undefeated in the tournament.
I was playing the center midfield. We are not only aimed at maintaining peace and security. We call it perform sports. Objective is to dethrone the defending champion.
The first half was just 1-0, which I was not happy with that. So went into the second half. The game we prepared for, I just knew we were going to win, but I was not expecting we should concede a goal. Our mission for this side competition is to lift up the trophy. For the past years, we have reached semi-finals and coming up, but I believe this year the trophy is ours.
Before giving the kickoff of the cup, the Inspector General Number 1 of the National Gendarmerie, Colonel Jantu Hilaire, on behalf of the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, prescribe fair play and discipline for the soldiers, football, handball, volleyball, military, parade, basketball, shooting are the disciplines that all the six gendarmerie regions will be competing in the said cup, which will end on the 31st of October.
Harrison Ashutiko reporting. Before we end CRTV afternoon's edition, once again, the main points: the importance and contribution of craftsmen to employment and the growth of the economy are being spotlighted at the 8th edition of the International Handicrafts Exhibition of Cameroon, SIAC, declared open today by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, at the behest of the President of the Republic. The irregularities that civil servants encounter while processing their document at the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform are being addressed at the Fair on Government Action SAGO that is underway in Yaoundé. Participants at the fifth edition of the Secretary of State in charge of the National Gendarmerie said a cop have been told to exercise camaraderie and fair play during the sporting activity. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a Ambe. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Malice Natasha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Le Salon international de l'artisanat du Cameroun, en abrégé SIARC, s'est ouvert ce jour à l'esplanade du Musée national de Yaoundé. C'est le Premier ministre Joseph Dion Nguté qui a procédé à la cérémonie d'ouverture. Il a exhorté les artisans à dévoiler leur potentiel créatif en vue du développement économique, social et culturel des pays participants. Plusieurs pays africains, européens et asiatiques sont représentés à ce grand rendez-vous culturel rendu à sa 8e édition. Une édition placée sous le thème « Le numérique comme facteur de développement durable de l'artisanat et d'inclusion globale des artisans ». Applications digitales, e-commerce, formation en ligne sont entre autres atouts qui permettraient d'accroître les rendus des artisans et les hisser au sommet de leur art. SAGO 2024, l'événement se poursuit au Palais polyvalent des sports de Yaoundé. Les visiteurs parcourent les stands, question d'acquérir des produits et d'en savoir plus sur les entreprises. Ce mardi est marqué par le début des conférences thématiques à l'Agence de promotion d'investissement et au ministère en charge des marchés publics. Au ministère de la fonction publique et de la réforme administrative, sous la modération de son secrétaire général Anatole Maïna, c'est un exposé qui est fait sur les outils informatiques pour la modernisation de l'administration camerounaise. 116 jeunes des départements du Mayo Danaï, du Mayo Kani et du Diamaré viennent de recevoir un financement de 284 217 544 francs CFA pour la mise en œuvre de leurs activités respectives. La cérémonie était présidée par le gouverneur de l'extrême nord, Midiawa Bakari, à Touloum, dans le Mayo Kani. Il leur a recommandé de faire bon usage des dons reçus et a réitéré l'engagement du gouvernement à toujours œuvrer pour l'autonomisation de la jeunesse camerounaise. Et puis en sport, Coupe du secrétaire d'État à la Défense, la 5e édition a été lancée ce jour au complexe multisport de la gare présidentielle. Le coup d'envoi des différentes compétitions a été donné par l'inspecteur numéro 1 à la gendarmerie nationale, le colonel Hilaire Djatchou. Le représentant du secrétaire d'État à la Défense avait à ses côtés l'ambassadeur itinérant, son excellence Albert Roger Mila, invité d'honneur. Fin du condensé du 3 p.m. Merci d'avoir écouté. Nos programmes se poursuivent.